الله أكبر
بجعبتي كفني بارودتي بيدي وبجعبتي كفني يا أمة انتظري فجري ولا تهني يا أمة انتظري فجري ولا تهني بعقيدتي أقوى أبقى على الزمن بعقيدتي أقوى أبقى على الزمن حصني إذا عصف لي موجة الفتن حصني إذا عصف لي موجة الفتن والصبر لي زاد في شدة المحن والصبر لي زاد في شدة المحن فليهدموا بيتي من الطين فليهدموا بيتي من الطين أو خيمة نسجت من ريح كانوني أو خيمة نسجت من ريح كانوني سأظل أمطرهم حمم البراكين سأظل أمطرهم حمم البراكين ويذيقهم غضبي ذلا مع الهون ويذيقهم غضبي ذلا مع الهون لن يسكنوا أرضي وأكون في الدون لن يسكنوا أرضي وأكون في الدون فليسفكوا دمنا فوق الثرى يجري فليسفكوا دمنا فوق الثرى يجري لن يهدوا أبدا في موطن الطور لن يهدوا أبدا في موطن الطور سنثور بركانا كانا ونكون كالجمر سنثور بركانا كانا ونكون كالجمر يا دولة الكفر بعنوجك الحمر يا دولة الكفر بعنوجك الحمر لن نرتضي يوما بالذل والقهر لن نرتضي يوما بالذل والقهر بارودتي بيدي وبجعبتي كفني بارودتي بيدي وبجعبتي كفني يا أمة انتظري فجري ولا تهني يا أمة انتظري فجري
Some people have described America's war on terror as a war on Islam. How would you describe it and why?
I think that the fuel to the fire of this question that's been asked and put forward and answered by many people has only been to the detriment of America. The United States, I think, in its initial appearance, didn't want to directly say that this is a war on Islam.
Right.
But I think by blunders and by a behavior towards the Muslim world in this respect, leaves few with little doubt that it is in fact a war against Islam. And some of my personal experiences that add credence to this are those that I've witnessed in Bagram or in Kandahar. For example, when I was held in Bagram, the cells there were entitled Pentagon, the Twin Towers, Somalia, USS Cole, Libya, and Lebanon. Now, the common denominator in all of these is that the engagements of the United States military had one at one point or another, or civilians, with Muslim countries or peoples or nations. And the term used by President Bush in his initial attacks against the people of Afghanistan was that of the crusade from which he had to retract after a severe barrage from the rest of the world.
This crusade is going to take a while.
But I think that history is definitely repeating itself, and for the Muslim world, and I think even a great part of the non-Muslim world now beginning to recognize that there are ambitions that the United States has on the lands and wealth of the nations of Islam.
I mean, following on from that, recently we've heard about the desecration of the Quran in Guantanamo. When did you first hear about these incidences?
The first incident I ever heard was in Kandahar, where I was taken into custody in February of 2002. And this incident was reported and known by most of the detainees over there, who said that a soldier from the United States Marine Corps had torn up a copy of the Quran and thrown it into a waste bucket that was used for urination and defecation. And this was witnessed by most of the people who were there out in the general population. Because I was in solitary confinement at that time, I didn't witness that.
Right. You mean you were a prisoner of America's war on so-called terror. Recently we've had the case of Sheikh Ali Tamimi in America and our brother Babar Ahmed, who America wants to extradite from Britain. These are two examples of America's desire to humiliate Islamic personalities, and the cases can all be described as horrendously unjust.
It has greatly, deeply saddened me to see, to hear about the case and the judgment, the false and wrong, erroneous judgment, I believe, in the case of Sheikh Ali Tamimi, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eases his burden and releases him speedily. As I do with Babar Ahmed, whose decision was passed yesterday, that they're saying it's legal for him to be sent over to the United States. The decision, however, to send him hasn't been made. This, I think, is again another attack by the United States in wanting to and hoping to deprive us of the cream of our Ummah, of our nation, the people who stand up, who speak the truth, who do it in a way which antagonizes countries that like America, just because they don't engage in those acts which they claim are the same reasons why they got them in the first place. So they do it in a manner that is comprehensible, that is reasonable, that is just, and this is, I think, what America fears even more than what they're talking about, the fully blown terrorist, which these people are not.
Clearly, I mean, Sheikh Ali Tamimi was a well-respected Islamic speaker, loved by many. He taught many Muslims around the world, and it's such a shame that such a thing has happened to.
I remember when he, several cassettes of his that I've heard, and he cannot be regarded as an extremist, fundamentalist, lunatic type terrorist scholar that they claim are abound. He is one of the most reasonable and middle of the path scholars that I've come across, who are not only make sense in everything that they say, but they back it up with evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah.
In the end, as we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to worship Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinns nor men except to worship me. And so therefore, the most important thing we have in each and everybody's life is to worship Allah. A person can worship Allah Azza wa Jal. Of course, the best place is in the masajid. But at the same time, the fundamentals of worship, from prayer, dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, dua, love of Allah, hope of His mercy, fear of His punishment, fasting and so forth, one can do those deeds just as well in prison. Now, a little bit about my case so you may know. Of course, this issue, as you brothers and sisters who attended the trials of the other brothers and knew, has been going on for quite a long time. I have for the last year and a half, my house was raided about almost 2 years ago, my passport taken away, and I have been lost my job as a scientist at the university, been unemployed for the last 9 months. But during this time, I believe that, you know, Muslims need to educate everyone. And so I have tried throughout the last year and a half to educate the government, and I willfully and willingly, with an open heart, met with them on a number of occasions, maybe 7 or 8 times, to try to explain to them, to try to reason with them, to try to teach them, to try to hope to bridge the gap and not make an animosity between myself and them. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for wisdom decreed that this did not bear the fruit that we had hoped for at the end. We had asked the government when they had given me a choice last week to come in and confess to one crime. They said they'd give me 14 years in jail, or to face this indictment which carries, if I'm found guilty, and Allah, we ask Azza wa Jal to protect me from any evil, will face a life sentence. And of course, I mean, I could not, you know, sign or agree to something. I remember when I went to my parents, I was quite confused as to what to do. And my mother, she told me, she said, "Son, remember, death only comes once in life." And my father, who's 84, 85 years old, is technically blind, said to me, "Son, I would prefer to see you die in prison and that you are keeping to your principles and to what you believe in, rather than for you to sell your soul and, you know, to be rejected by yourself first and foremost, and of course by your Lord." And I remembered when I was thinking it, I was trying to figure with my soul, what should I do? The Sharia teaches us, take the lesser of two evils. But I remembered that a person who, as a young man, a young boy, I grew up reading his books and loving, you know, his teachings, Sayyid Qutb, saying, and he was facing the executioner, "By Allah, the finger which bears witness that there is none worthy of worship than Allah, how could it sign to something which is false?" I remembered Ibn Taymiyyah, who said, "What can my enemies do with me? My paradise is in my heart. It goes with me wherever I go. To put me in prison is to have me, let me have a khalwa, a private devotion to Allah. To execute me is martyrdom. And to kick me out of my land is a siyaha, or traveling, journeying in the path of Allah." So when I thought of these people who I read their books and studied and taught, and I compared myself, I knew that there was only one choice that I could take in front of me, is that to put my trust in Allah Azza wa Jal and hope for His mercy and know that whatever Allah decrees for me, in the end, it will only be good. And as Umar al-Khattab used to say, "I do not care in what state I wake up in the morning, whether it's good or bad, since I do not know what is good for me or what is bad."
Of men cannot ignore. Can the righteous see and know for sure? Through the mists of peace and the fog of war. Now just cause we keep saying free Iraq and Palestine, you wanna grab a pal of mine, lock up and send to swine. I just had to write a rhyme and export my frame of mind. We need to seize the time, people read between the lines. Now, what do I need to do to make you see that? You must set Baba free, you need to read the black and white. Where's the civil right? One Muslim's right against the might of Pharaoh's minions raised in the night. Alight the whole world with revolutionary sight and recite the words that provide the solution tonight. Free Baba Ahmed.
Democracy dies dead the minute they lock anyone away, who cries for the ones who've gone away. I pray to Allah we don't go astray. Democracy dies dead the minute they lock anyone away, who cries for the ones who've gone away. I pray to Allah we don't go astray.
We want justice, that's what we want. Justice, that's what we deserve.
Free Baba.
we want justice. That's what we want. Justice. That's what we deserve.
All well turns in his grave. Do we learn from the mistakes that we make when they take away our brothers? Cause they hate all those who supplicate. Then some say they're moderate, and we can't fight these snakes of the United States who take away our rights so they can't extradite a citizen of Britain. Now the law gets rewritten, I insist. You tell me who's the real terrorist. Cause a brother with a beard is not one to be feared when a lying politician Tony Blair is revered by those of weak faith who bow down before the states. Now we must demonstrate, cause the hour comes too late. And when you stand in front of God, then you can't fabricate excuses of why 95% are useless. And we all stand still and watch them do their Abu Ghraib abuses. And there's brothers in Belmarsh, Guantanamo, Diego Sia. Don't let some Yankee doodle take our brother away from here.
Democracy dies today the minute they lock anyone away. Who cries for the ones who've gone away? I pray to Allah we don't go astray. Democracy dies today the minute they lock anyone away. Who cries for the ones who've gone away? I pray to Allah we don't go astray.
We want justice. That's what we want.
Free Baba.
Justice. That's what we deserve.
Free Baba.
We want justice. That's what we want.
Free Baba.
Justice.
اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم منزل الكتاب مجري السحاب هازم الأحزاب اهزمهم وزلزلهم وأرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يعجزونك يا قوي يا عزيز. ربنا أنت عضيدنا وأنت نصيرنا وأنت حسبنا ونعم الوكيل. اللهم فك قيد أسرانا وأسر المسلمين. اللهم فك قيد أسرانا وأسر المسلمين. اللهم فك قيد أسرانا وأسر المسلمين وردهم إلى أهلهم سالمين. اللهم إنهم في حاجة عاجلة إلى رحماتك. اللهم إنهم في حاجة عاجلة إلى رحماتك. اللهم إنهم في حاجة عاجلة إلى رحماتك فأنزل عليهم رحماتك يا رحمن يا رحيم. فأنزل عليهم رحماتك يا رحمن يا رحيم. اللهم من آذاهم فآذه ومن عاداهم فعاده. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم ربنا عز جارك وجل ثناؤك وتقدست أسماؤك. اللهم لا يرد أمرك ولا يهزم جندك. سبحانك وبحمدك. اللهم أعد المسجد الأقصى إلى رحاب المسلمين. اللهم أعد المسجد الأقصى إلى رحاب المسلمين. اللهم أعد المسجد الأقصى إلى رحاب المسلمين وارزقنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات. اللهم طهره من إخوان القردة والخنازير. اللهم مزقهم كل ممزق. اللهم فرق بينهم وبين من شايعهم. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في فلسطين. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام.
We've heard that a young boy's been shot. They say a group of boys was throwing stones at Israeli bulldozers near Salem's home. A tank opened fire. They take him to the operating theater. We're told he'll pull through. Yesterday he was just a child. Now he's a martyr.
This is the Intifada generation, the kids that grew up during the turbulent and bloody uprising that began in 1987. It lasted 6 years and certainly lives on in the hearts and minds of the children who experienced it. The First Intifada gave way to the Oslo peace process, a period of relative quiet. Those 7 years of frustrating negotiations brought little positive benefit to the lives of the ordinary Palestinian. Oslo collapsed completely when the Second Intifada began in 2000. The frequency of the suicide attacks suddenly increased, and last year, Israel invaded Palestinian-controlled areas of the West Bank. Fifteen years of